questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his immaculate progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners all over the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Canon and Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. In this series of shows, we are trying to answer doubts and misconceptions on different issues in Islam. And for that, we are trying to invite different scholars from Qom Seminary Schools to help us answer the questions that we pose in this series of shows. Like recent shows, we have invited Sheikh Murtada Karimi, a researcher from Qom Seminary Schools, to answer the question that we shall pose today. Before starting our discussion, I'd like to welcome Sheikh Murtada to the show. Sheikh, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah and thank you for having me.
It's a great pleasure for us to have you here, Sheikh. The question of the day that we want to ask it from the respected guest, the speaker of the show, Sheikh Murtada Karimi, is about the existence of souls in animals. It has been asked, dear brothers and sisters, that do animals such as cats and dogs have souls? This is what we are going to start our discussion with, and later, inshallah, we shall go to the next part of this question, where it says that if they have, then what happens to their souls when they will die, when they die? If a person has a beloved pet which died in dunya, in this world, if that person dies and goes to heaven, can he ask for his pet alive there from Allah the Almighty? So can he or she ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring him back that pet? This is a question that we wanted to find the answer from the explanations of Sheikh Murtada Karimi. Sheikhana?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. When it comes to whether the animals have soul or not, we have the concept of ruh or nafs in especially Islamic philosophy. And the Muslim philosophers, they believe that we have three kinds of soul or nafs or ruh: the plant soul, the animal soul, and the human one.
Yes.
So the short answer to this question, to the first question, is that yes, the animals, they also have the soul, but it doesn't mean that that soul is completely like the soul of the human beings. No.
Okay.
So we may call it three stages of the soul or nafs.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as I mentioned, the plant soul. So also the plants have a kind of nafs, a nafs on nabati, which means that, they have nutrition, they have growth, and somehow they have reproduction. I mean, by reproduction for the plants, I mean that we can have some seeds for other plants. Then the higher stage is the animal soul. For the animal soul, the characteristic is that we can have the perception of details and also voluntary movements.
Yeah.
These two are not available for the plants. But for the animal soul, we have the perception of details and also the voluntary movement, which means that the nafs of animal, or if you may call it the soul, is higher than that of the plants.
Yeah.
But is it the same as the human beings? Of course not. The soul of the human beings is, again, a higher one because of the fact that we are able to think and contemplate. And that is why the human beings are called as the thinking animals.
Right.
So, yes, the animals have a kind of soul, but in a lower stage and value than the soul of the human beings. Now, there is big discussion and hot discussion among the Muslim scholars, especially in theology and philosophy, whether the animals will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment or not. Because mm-hmm. the question is talking about whether we can have our pet in the heaven or not.
Yeah.
So it's a lengthy discussion, but I prefer to talk about different details so that we can have a kind of comprehensive answer to this question.
Yes, please.
Once for all. First of all, so we proved that, yes, the animals also have a kind of soul. Now, the question is that, who is going, for the human beings, we know that the archangel Israel is the angel for taking the life of the human being at the time of the death. And of course, he has some angels working, with his supervision. But now the question is that, is it the case for animals too? Do we have an angel like Israel? Now, answering this question and the next question, that whether the animals will be resurrected or not, let me give a short answer and a clear answer that there is a kind of difference among the scholars. So some believe that they will be resurrected, and some believe that they will not be resurrected. Do we mean to come to a conclusion and decisive answer to this question? No, it's not one of the fundamental beliefs.
Yeah.
So my point is that it's a matter of dispute among the Muslim scholars answering this question, because of the fact that we do not have clear verses and narrations specifically talking about this question. And each group, they have referred to some verses and narrations just to confirm their viewpoint. I share the arguments of both groups, and we leave the conclusion to our dear listeners.
Yeah.
Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, inshallah,
inshallah, you'll find your way. Now, the first question is that who is responsible for taking the life of the animal? Is it Israel or another angel? According to some scholars, it is done by Israel, and according to some scholars, it is the duty of four other angels. For example, Allama Maylisi in this regard, he says that we do not have a clear narration in our collections of hadith confirming and supporting any of these two ideas. So he says that the best action is not to decide, not to answer this question, and just to say that we do not know.
Yeah.
And according to some other scholars, for example, Sayyid Ni'matullah Jazari, he is of the view that some narrations, they indirectly refer to the fact that the life of the animals is also taken by Israel. For example, we have one narration attributed to Israel, who is quoted as saying that, "I do not have any power without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even for taking the life of a mosquito." So he said that it seemed that this narration is referring to this point that he is also responsible for taking the life of the animals. Also, there are some narrations in Bihar al-Anwar according to which the one who is responsible for taking the life of all the creatures, not only the human beings, is Israel. So some scholars believe that because of such narrations, Israel is the one who takes the life of the animals too. Now, going to the next question, whether the animals will be resurrected on the Day of Judgment or no, they just, after their death, it's over, the life is over for them.
Yeah.
And the Day of Judgment is only for the human beings.
Mm-hmm.
Answering this question, again, we have a kind of difference of ideas among the scholars. Now, the first question is that, what is the criterion for hash or for resurrection? Is it responsibility or is it understanding? Now, some scholars believe that the animals, they have no responsibility. They are not, responsible for doing obligatory acts or for refraining from any forbidden acts.
Yeah.
And that is why, resurrection is meaningless for them. And the criterion for resurrection is responsibility. Because they are not responsible, so there is no mahad, there is no resurrection for the animals. Some scholars believe that, no, resurrection is not only about is not about responsibility. It is about understanding. And for animals, we can think of a level of understanding as well.
Very true.
And they refer to some narrations in this regard. So the first point is that what is the criterion for resurrection? Is it responsibility or is it understanding? So we have a difference of idea here.
Sure.
Now going to the narrations and going to the verses and the narrations, and before that going to our intellect, what is the rational argument in this regard? Again, here we have some scholars who bring some rational arguments to prove the resurrection of the animals, and some people who resort to some other arguments to reject that. For example, Ghazali and a group of other Muslim theologians, they believe that there is no hashf, there is no qiyamah, there is no resurrection for animals because they have no taklif, they have no responsibility, and there is no clear verse or narration proving the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the viewpoint of Ghazali and some other Muslim scholars. But on the other hand, we have, for example, Fadl Miqdad, one of the great Shia scholars, who believed that he believed that there is also a kind of responsibility for the animals too. Because he says that some narrations, they talk about the fact that, the animals also have a kind of understanding which bring them a kind of responsibility. Because some narrations talk about two kinds of sheep, for example, the one with horn and the other without horn. So, according to some narrations, on the Day of Judgment, the sheep or the animal with horn who has oppressed another animal without horn, somehow they will be not punished, but somehow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take this action into account on the Day of Judgment. So Fadl Miqdad has referred to these narrations and some other verses in this regard. For example, one of the verses is chapter Al-An'am, verse 38, which reads, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وما من دابة في الأرض ولا طائر يطير بجناحيه إلا أمم أمثالكم. There is no animal on land nor a bird that flies with its wings, but they are communities like yourselves. ما فرطنا في الكتاب من شيء. We have not omitted anything from the book. ثم إلى ربهم يحشرون. This part is talking about the fact that then they will be resurrected or mastered toward their Lord. Now, this verse is one of the verses that, according to the to some scholars, is referring to the resurrection, to the hash of the animals, because the verse is talking about dabba, the animals, and also the ta'ir, the birds.
So, Sheikhana, after all these controversial ideas and viewpoints, will we have access to our pet the Day of Judgment or not, since regardless of if they have hash or not, since we are actually approaching the end of the issue, I want to see, in case we wish, as a Muslim who is, for example, inshallah, hopefully, is placed in paradise, and he, whatever he wishes will be ready for him, in case we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us and provide us our pet, is it possible or not?
We need to follow up this discussion in the following session because I have not come to a kind of conclusion. But the point is that, first of all, if we want to have our pet, then it requires for us to believe in the resurrection of the animals.
Okay.
If the animals are not resurrected, then for sure we cannot have our pet. Second of all, if we believe in the resurrection, what happened next? Because some scholars are of the view that, yes, the animals are resurrected, and then those animals who have been oppressing other animals, their actions will be taken into account. It will be done, but it doesn't mean that they will come to paradise or they will go to the hell.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another viewpoint here. Third, so we need to, believe that not only the animals are resurrected, but after that, they will go to paradise and hell, which is not the viewpoint of the majority of the scholars. And third, there is, Another point which is in need of explanation, and I prefer to mention that in the following
session. Because
session.
Even the sessions become too lengthy. Thank you very much, dear Sheikh, for your explanations, and your respected listeners for staying tuned and listening to Kiana Islamic Please from Arab English Radio. Till our next session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husayn wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin حسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن